It's a significant day, and I'm hoping that it's going to be a game changer, and certainly the commitment by Randox, which is an Antrim-based company but has been in Dunloe for a number of years now, they're just reaffirming their commitment to the region, and it sends out a very strong message. It's very specialised jobs in the field of life sciences and engineering, but at the same time, with an investment package of $25 million, I'm hoping that there'll be other benefits locally in terms of construction jobs or, you know, added value.
And people make much about the fact that it can be difficult to attract people to the regions, to the northwest, but it goes to show if the right supports, the right packages are in place, well, it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done, and there's a big relationship between Udders and the Gaeltacht, and obviously Udders and the Gaeltacht has been working with this company for a long number of years, and certainly that relationship's strong, and it'll go from strength to strength. But I think, you know, the linkage between the universities and even the north-south element to this package, like it's an all Ulster based company from Antrim to Donegal, and I think that's all positive. It's good for the region. I'm absolutely delighted that the company has committed and reaffirmed its commitment to the region. I was just speaking to the CEO, and he's absolutely delighted with the progress the company's making. And obviously the staff that work here, I met a lot of them a few weeks ago. They're from Donegal, and they're, you know, punching way above their weight in terms of where they want to see themselves going. And without them, without the present incumbents, we wouldn't be here today.
And you'd be hopeful this is perhaps the first of many positive announcements for the county as we head into this what's being called a recovery.
Well, look, that's the hope. I mean, city-led recoveries all over the world, be it in America or London, the city-led recoveries happened in this country, in Dublin, and we're hoping it'll come out to the regions. We still have our challenges. I mean, I'm certainly going to continue my work in relation to promoting A5, the issue around broadband provision, but it's a positive day. It's a good news story, and I'm hoping that the people with engineering and life sciences capabilities and competencies all over the world, be they in Australia or Boston, where I was 2 weeks ago, and I used that opportunity to send a strong message out to the diaspora in Boston that there are jobs back in Dunloe, and this is an opportunity at Randox today.
Yeah, and just a word on the diaspora. When the president was up here not so long ago, he says we should view the diaspora not as sort of a cash cow. It can be about engaging with them and bringing them home and not just seeing what we can get out of them.
Yeah, and I think the way the world has gone, it's not just a case that people be in one area or another. For example, there's a person from Donegal Town working in Harvard University who I met 2 weeks ago, and she's very interested to see what kind of linkages the University of Harvard can make with this company in Dunloe. And I think it's about building on the concrete relationships with a tremendous strength in the diaspora, and it's about reaching out to them, and obviously if we can have synergies and working, you know, areas of working together, that's the way forward.